New year, new vacancy at a big Swiss bank. From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for David Brancaccio. The chairman of the global investment bank Credit Suisse has resigned amid reports that he twice broke COVID quarantine rules. Antonio Horta Osorio, who used to run Lloyds Banking Group, had been in the job less than a year. His resignation is the most recent bit of turbulence at the Swiss banking giant, which had also faced trouble with bad bets on hedge funds and revelations that it was spying on employees. The BBC's Nick Marsh has more.
It seems like there was no way out for Antonio Horta Osorio. We know he was under investigation, internal Credit Suisse investigation, for several weeks now. And though Credit Suisse won't give any concrete details, they won't confirm or deny the actual details of the investigation, we think it relates to two main alleged breaches. The first was supposed to have happened back in August when he travelled to the UK from Switzerland. Now, Switzerland at the time was on the UK's amber list, which means you're supposed to quarantine for 10 days. According to media reports, he didn't do this. Apparently, he went to watch the tennis at Wimbledon instead. The second relates to an alleged breach of Switzerland's 10-day quarantine requirement back in November as well. Now, like I said, Credit Suisse hasn't given many details, but we do have this statement from Horta Osorio himself. He said, "I regret that a number of my personal actions have led to difficulties for the bank and compromised my ability to represent the bank both internally and externally."
Nick Marsh with our reporting partner, the BBC. Shares of Credit Suisse are down about 1.7% in Switzerland today. For 6 months last year, most households with kids got a monthly cash deposit from the increased advance child tax credit, up to $300 per kid. Now, the payments typically hit bank accounts around this time of the month, but that program expired in the new year. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports that some families had come to depend on that extra money.
For Alana Truss in Las Vegas, the monthly deposits from the child tax credit went toward gas and groceries.
We definitely relied on it.
Truss has a teenager at home and a daughter in college. Both she and her husband work, and she says the money eased financial pressure they'd been living with for a long time.
It definitely helped with, you know, getting us through to the next paycheck.
According to the census, the child tax credit has helped reduce food insecurity nationwide. And Natalie Foster with the Economic Security Project says most families put the cash toward other necessities as well, like rent and utilities.
And there will be families who are surprised and very disappointed to not receive the checks this month.
Critics of the expanded credit say it was expensive and that it should come with a work requirement for parents. The Biden administration hoped to continue the payments in the Build Back Better bill, but for now, that legislation is stalled. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
Cashing in that New Year's resolution is going to be a bit pricier for some. At the end of this month, Peloton is asking customers to pay an additional $250 for delivery and setup of its bike, and an additional $350 for its tread products. That's according to the company's website. The company is blaming inflation and supply chain issues for the price spike. Peloton shares fell about 75% in 2021 after rising more than 400% the prior year at the start of the COVID pandemic.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Los Angeles street vendors are usually reliable spots for some good eats at affordable prices, but what happens when inflation drives up their costs? KCRW's Benjamin Gottlieb explains the economics of the taco truck.
Elizabeth Garcia runs a little breakfast and lunch stand in East Los Angeles. It's called La Patrona, or The Boss. Garcia makes tacos, quesadillas, burritos, and guisados from a colorful trailer attached to a silver pickup truck. She says she brings in anywhere between $350 to $500 a day. But Garcia says she's making less money than just 6 months ago because food costs are rising. A good example, she says, is the price of onions. She buys 50-pound bags at a time. Months ago, I was getting a bag of onions for $14 to $16, depending on the quality, Garcia says. Right now, it's $24 to $27. To entirely offset that cost, Garcia says she'd have to raise her taco prices by 50 cents. And she tried that for a bit, charging $2.50. But it didn't go over so well with her customers. They cut back on their orders, Garcia says, or some stopped coming altogether. So she's charging $2.25 for a taco now. I couldn't raise them more, she says, because many of my customers make minimum wage and they can't afford it. Garcia's experience with these rising prices mirrors what many other food vendors in LA are going through, says Karina Guzman. She works with the community development organization Inclusive Action for the City. It supports LA's street vendors with microloans.
Our clients are stuck in this tension that they feel of, like, can I increase my prices? I'm afraid of losing clients. And a lot of them are absorbing the cost, are absorbing it themselves.
For Garcia, that strategy is working for now, but she's unsure just how much longer she can keep this going. She says she's worried about how much more prices could rise in the next few months. In Los Angeles, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb for Marketplace.
We got a report from Oxfam this morning that inequality has been exacerbated by the pandemic. Well, there was a big uptick in luxury car sales last year, which helped automakers like BMW and Rolls-Royce achieve pretty robust profits. Faced with semiconductor shortages and supply chain issues, many car makers shifted resources to their most expensive and most profitable vehicles. BMW sales in the U.S. grew more than 20% last year, while Rolls-Royce's sales were up almost another 50% of what the carmaker sold the year before. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.